is mine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, tell three people eternal realities are yours or grabs. They are yours. Tell three people. Thank you, you guys. Can sit down. Tell three people eternal realities. Scriptures are a must to understand for a Christian. Tell three people. Scriptures are a must to understand. Scriptures are a must to understand as a Christian. Scriptures are a must to understand. Tell somebody else, you must understand the Bible. It's not negotiable. It's not negotiable. Tell him, oh, it's not negotiable. It's stinking for a Christian not to understand the scriptures. It's stinking. It's stinking. It's not good. Oh, it's stinking. It's far from good. This is my inheritance, the revelation of God is mine. It's mine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for these ones. Thank you for their simple words. Thank you for a great day like this again. We receive the best of your word in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Luke chapter 24. Oh, God. Are you in Luke 24? Luke 24, verse 44, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the book, in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Amen. Yes, we still call it stopping demonic activities. It's part 4 now of series 2. So, men enter confusion when we try to interpret scripture outside him, outside Christ, outside Christ. Men enter confusion. So much confusion in our attempt to get smarter than the intention of the scripture. When you look at the pages of the scripture and you are looking for demons, you are looking for... You don't look at the scripture to even check out to deal with the... Look for Christ. Look for Christ. Men enter confusion when we try to interpret the scripture outside him, outside Christ. See verse 45. Then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. That means he opened their understanding for them to understand that the scriptures are not about things. The scriptures are not about the plenty things. He said, what, some people ask you, what is your marriage scripture? Which scripture are you standing upon for your marriage? You are not serious. Which scripture are you standing upon for your prosperity? You are not serious. Which scripture are you standing upon for this? Scriptures, we don't stand upon scriptures for things. We learn from scripture. We learn Christ from scripture. Luke 24:45, he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. That means that they might understand the intention of the scripture. Verse 46, and he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. To suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. So what we strive to see is Christ's suffering and his glory in the scripture. What we must strive to see is that Christ's sufferings and his glory, his sufferings and his glory, his sufferings and his glory. Luke 24:25. Please look at your Bible. Don't assume this is for theologians. No, it's for you. You have sung it that eternal realities, they are yours to grasp. They are yours. God is not hidden from you. See Luke 24:25. He said unto them, O fools and slow of hearts to believe all that the prophets have spoken. See, why Christianity has been has become EY all these years is because of that wrong focus on the Bible. You look at the Bible for you are looking for somebody will say, okay, what is your school that okay to pass your exam? Which scripture are you standing upon? It's a wrong application of scripture. That is why we have never knew what he's talking about all these years. It's because we are looking for the wrong thing in the right place. Wrong thing. What we should look for the right thing, for the right person in the right place. That means we look at Christ from the scripture. Hallelujah. See, when I study this, the word, I look for Christ. Thank you. See, 25 to 27, then he said unto them, O fools and sloth, as to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? 27, and beginning at Moses and all the... Are you there with me? Beginning at Moses and all the... and all the prophets, that's the point, and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Say himself. Say himself. So that is the right use of the scripture to explain who is the Savior, who the Savior is, what he did, why he did what he did, and the result of what he did, who the Savior is, what he did, why he did what he did, and the result of what he did. That is the essence, the use of the scripture. Who the Savior is, what he did, why he did what he did, and the result of what he did. That is what you are to explain. Bring out from scripture. John 1, 45. Some people think that scripture is not enough to grow up a believer. Trust God. Learn to trust God. Some people think this type of boring style, just coming, learning, is just, that is God's style. And that is why, thank God for long life. It's not that the profiting is over the years at times. It's over the months. That is God's way. That is God's way. After resurrection, he gathered them for 40 days, teaching them the scripture. So what's that about Christ? Who the Savior is, right? What he did, why he did what he did, and the result. Please write that down. The result of what he did. So John 1, 45, Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, we have found him. Say him. Say we have found him. Say scriptures are about him, not about it. It's not about things. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not about things. It's about E. We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write. Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. That means the scriptures are not about... Don't focus on plenty people's experiences. Don't focus on your life. Scriptures are not about witches and wizards. Some people will look at anywhere and still be able to see witches and wizards. Even in Genesis, you will see them. They'll say, can you see? Genesis 1:1, and in the beginning God created everyone, and the earth was without form. It was void and darkness. Guys, do you have darkness in an area of your life? There are times God has made you beautiful, but Satan will come and put darkness. That is so bad. It's so bad, especially in some of our churches in the South. They can conjure wishes out of any place. Not cool. So John 5:39. So now see something again from that John 1:45. When he said Philip finding Nathanael, he said, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. That means the Jews could draw a line through the scripture. And although they found different stories, but they could draw a line through. And the common denominator was Christ. That means the intercession. That means they could say, although it looks like we have different stories, David and Bathsheba, Uriah, what is all this one? Goliath, they could now draw a line through. Okay, the common thing throughout all these books, all this story is that somebody is coming to save man. He's coming to save man. Then please write this down. The intention of the scriptures is superior to the documentation. The intention. That is why you cannot go to Songs of Solomon and use that book to toast a lady. Because the intention, it overrides that documentation. Although you are seeing things like that looks like a lady's body, a nakedness of a lady, blah, blah, blah. Yes, although you are seeing plenty of things there, but the reason behind it is superior. If they call something for you, say these things are nuclear codes, and you see, they say A is for alpha, and they say B is for bay, they say C is for Cedar Crest in hospital. Oh God. Any fast food that is called C? Chicken Caprizone. They say, okay, hope you know, if they are in military language, they don't use A, B, C, they use Alpha, Tango, Delta, all those. So in case they just said, okay, our Alpha is not Alpha. They say A is, give me a nice name. Emoji. Huh? No. It's that is deep. Give me something fancy. The A is something that looks like a food or something. Okay, apple. Okay, apple. Oh, awesome. Okay, awesome. I say apple. B will be for what? Banana. C should be for what? Carrots. Imagine. So somebody is calling a nuclear code for you and say, okay, carrot, apple, and fine girl. That. And instead of you to focus on what he's saying, you're saying, oh, wow, apple, oh, God, ice cream, oh, is that, what's the name of that ice cream again? Is that cost? C for custom, that's what you should remember. S for what? Shower, my right? And you're focusing on, what should you focus on? The intention. These things are what can destroy a country, right? And you're saying, wow, shawarma. That's what you look like when you look at all those books and you are just bringing out sweet things. The intention supersedes that documentation. That means why it is written. So you are seeing different things. So that means some people will not be doing exegesis on David and Uriah. Wow. Don't be a David though. Later, Jesus told you to be like David. Wow. David, Uriah. See, you are carried away. You are carried away. Those stories, they are tools to communicate someone to you. God knew these guys are not perfect before the book was given to us. He knew. He knew. So it's not, don't think God made a mistake by including some things in the scripture. It's not a mistake. Not at all. So, back to John 5:39. You search the scriptures, see that, for in them you think you have eternal life. These guys, they were looking for eternal life in the scripture. And they are they that testify of me. Say, the scriptures testify of me. Say, these scriptures are not about eternal life, they testify of me. That means eternal life is in a person. Eternal life is in Christ. Scriptures testify about Christ, the source of eternal life. Scriptures testifies about Christ, and in Christ is eternal life. In Christ is eternal life. So it's not until when you see them write Emmanuel or Jesus or Christ on every pages of the scripture for you to know that is what he's talking about. No. By default, you ought to know that is what he's talking about. Proverbs 10, verse 4 now. So let's check this out. Let's see these stuffs. So somebody will now ask me, why is a book like the book of Proverbs then included in the Bible? Proverbs. Will we? Amen. Proverbs 10, verse 4. First, I'm not yet in my message, please. He becometh poor, yea, that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Can you see that? He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. See Proverbs 12:27. How does this refer to Christ's suffering and his glory? 12:27. The slothful man roasted not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. Awesome. 22:29. Well, I will see them again. 22:29. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? What do you use this scripture for? He said, yeah. Hallelujah, glory. Amen, amen. He shall stand before kings. Amen. Not before this type of edifying. No. Anyway, let me explain. So, you know, they all look like man's wisdom, right? Hello? They are man's wisdom. Now, please write this down. The Bible also utilizes man's wisdom to explain spiritual truths. The Bible also utilizes man's wisdom to explain spiritual truths. Again, he is not teaching deep things about man's wisdom. Write that down, ministers. Ensure you understand this clearly. He is not teaching deep things about man's wisdom, but he is using the already known about man to explain God. He is using the already known facts about man, the already known details about man to explain spiritual truths, to explain God. So, when you mix that man's wisdom in the book of Proverbs with the intention of the Bible, you will get the truth there. When you mix the man's wisdom in the book of Proverbs with the intention of the Bible, you will get the truth there. So, for instance, check the New Testament, Luke 14. You mix the man's wisdom in the book of Proverbs with the intention of the Bible. With the intention of the Bible. My prayer is that anywhere you stand to preach, you can defend what you are saying. You can defend the Bible. You can speak confidently. You can speak without intimidation. You can speak without being, you have so much information to present the gospel of Christ. Hallelujah. Luke 14:25. Make sure you open. Thank you, Lord Jesus. These are diligent men. Glory, glory. Luke 14:25. Let's see this. Okay, and yeah, let's read together so it won't be boring. Want to go, yes? Come on, louder again, yes, sirs? I turned and said unto them, if any man come after me and hate not his father, mother, and wife, and his children, and brethren, and sisters, and yet his own life also, it cannot be mine. Remember, we have explained that, right? It's not saying if you can't tell you to hate somebody. It's just saying prefer. This, everybody else must come after the ministry. Nobody should come before the ministry to you. That's what he's saying. He's not saying, don't say, it's my family first, then God second. That is a very awful thinking. Now, please, 27. Want to go 27? Yes? Yes? Let's read. And come after me, cannot be my disciple. Next verse. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counted the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it, lest aptly after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that build him began to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. 31. Or what king going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first and counted whether he be able to with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000, or else why the other is a great way off, he sendeth an embassy and desire condition. Please answer this question. Are those man's wisdom? Please, are those deep things or things already known? But now see the truth. Verse 33. 1, 2, go. So likewise, whosoever it be of you that forsaketh not all of that he had, he cannot be my disciple. So you could see that those stories, they are to further. Give me a grammar. Who supplies grammar to me there? To explain, yes, to consolidate, to elucidate, peruse, to contrast. I thought you said contraceptive or something. What did you say? Evaporate. Elaborate. Amen. So, funny enough, that means, now this is how the epistles are written. Epistle, we only mention verse 33. Epistle will just delete everything. All those things you see, all those stories, the illustration. The epistle will just tell you straight, hey guy, come on the ministry. Simple. But because of the teaching ministry of Jesus, remember, he will use, remember, guys, are you not writing an exam on them? Teaching ministry. I look like this. I pity you. So, because of the teaching ministry of Jesus, he was talking to people who is trying to build up gradually. So he will use small truth, right? Maybe I'll take an exam on it. Amen. 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 Luke 9. See Luke 9. You use small things, I mean the things that they know, to build up. Like that story of the prodigal son, it is a normal story. Very normal. It's not spiritual. The spiritual thing is at the end of the verse. Go and read it very well. It's at the end of the whole story. All those parables. Parable is parable. All those, a man that has found a gold pearl, and it's normal thing. For you, if you just enter the land at the backyard of your father's house in the village, the thing has spoiled there. Will you not sell everything you have to buy it? Even your clothes, won't you? That's normal. You will sell everything. You know, you're not selling your sister seller. Hallelujah. So that's normal. So he now used that to interpret, to communicate how you should value the things of the kingdom. That means the day you found it, the right approach should be to, for this purpose, anything goes. You get me? Thank you. See, Luke 9, 57. I'm still trying to explain the book of Proverbs. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee. I go, sir. Wheresoever thou goest. 58, Luke 9, 58. Please look at the Bible. Help me. Jesus said unto him, yes, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have. Are those spiritual foxes? Normal things, right? So, birds, are they wishes? Normal birds, right? Okay, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Let's see 59. And he said unto him, follow me. And he said, suffer me first to go and bury my father. He has died, Mr. Man. 60. And Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go and preach the kingdom of God. Let me read 61. You read 62 for me. And another said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee. I will follow you. Anything. But let me first go bid them farewell, which are at my house. 62, want to go help me? Yes? No man having put his hand on a plow, looking back is. You could see how he mixed it. Is it spiritual plow? No, a plow. Maybe a bulldozer of those days. A plow, looking back. That means, I think all those harvesters of those days, once you start, you must not stop. Once you stop the thing, you will spoil your harvest. I didn't know how those machines works. If you check the commentaries, they will explain it for you. Matthew 5. Matthew 5, verse 13. He will use physical things, earthly things, to explain something else. Matthew 5, 13. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt hath lost its savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. You, 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Let's read verse 15. Please help me. Yes. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. So are those deep things unknown things? Thank you. Now, so see the truth there. 16. Want to go? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father. Now go back to Proverbs now. Proverbs 10, verse 4. Proverbs 10, verse 4. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. But the hand of the diligent maketh rich. It will be sad for you to see this and to be
to be after riches, to think this, talking about earthly riches. Verse 12, 27 again, the slothful man roasted not that which he took in hunting. That's a lot. But the substance of a diligent man is precious. Verse 22 to 29, see thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings and not before mean men. So, what we have here is the human wisdom. But if you read very well, you will yet see the intention is there. I will be fast. Proverbs 2, verse 1. The intention. He's saying you should be diligent. Diligent in what? In what? Proverbs 2, verse 1. We have seen that the scripture is not talking about employee-employer relationship. Rather, it's not talking about how an employee or an employer can make the best out of his business. It will rather be talking about what? How the employer will relate, which is what? Employee. That means it will talk about relationship, not really about gain. And good relationships are one of the things we have in Christ. They are one of the glory that follows the substance of Christ. Sorry, I know I'm fast. I'm sorry. Okay, Proverbs 2, verse 1. When he's saying you should be diligent, in what? 2, verse 1. 1, 2, go. Let's read. My son, if thou receive my words and hide my commandment with thee, 2, so thou incline your ear unto wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Verse 3, yes? Christ after knowledge and lift up thy voice for understanding. If thou seeket her as what? Seeket her as what? Silver. So the diligence will be as touching what? The word of God. Are you with me? Seeketh her as silver and searcheth for her as for hid treasures. Verse 5. Then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Write this down. The labor and diligence of man is towards the word of God. The labor, the diligence of man is towards, should be towards the word of God. Proverbs 3, verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. Verse 2. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. That is eternal life. No, I'm fast. I'm sorry. Get used to that once in a while. When you arrive at the intention of the word, Christ Jesus, that is eternal life. Length of days. 90 years cannot be length of days. Are you with me? For instance, when he was saying in the book of Psalm that with long years will I satisfy him and show him my salvation, eternal life. Bible and its interpretation. 3 verse 3. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Wow. And lean not on your own understanding. That's a lot. Chapter 4, verse 20. Okay, well done. Wait, man. So, although you are seeing human wisdom in the book of Proverbs, yes, it's human's wisdom. It's human wisdom. Human, apostrophe S, right? Wisdom. But there is something superior called the intention of the scriptures. So that intention will now change your own interpretation of what? Of that woman's wisdom. That means I will not see the hand of the diligent shall be rich, and I'm reading that in my place of work as a motivation for people to work very hard today. Are you correct? Yes. But as touching the intention of the scripture, are you correct? No. There are plenty other books you can read to your employee in the morning to make them work. Scripture is not one of such. Thank you. Scriptures is not one of such. Can I use Songs of Solomon to toast a lady? Yes, if you are stupid, you can do it. Compared to the real stories, is that one even romantic? Compared to real novels,
Ask those who read them. They are the back, second row, third row. Or some people are in the first row, Tusha. You can see two of them. Selah. Okay, I'm in Proverbs 4:20. Let's read, please, 4:20. Help me. Yes, sir. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ears unto my saying. 21. Let not them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. So I told you earlier, I said the good thing about the epistles is that it will not even use any symbolism. It will not use stories. It will not use cat and mouse stories. No. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If there is anything, if there is a singular focus of the book of Proverbs, is for man to be diligent as touching the study of God's word. To be diligent. It's in a labor. Not labor. 2 Peter 1:3. Second Peter 1:3, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that called us unto glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us, look at the Bible, exceeding great and precious promises, that by this you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And based on this, beside this, giving all diligence, see that word, circle that word, diligence. Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. If these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor what? Unfruitful in the knowledge of God, of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you. Verse 9 and 10. Everybody want to go? Yes. He that lacketh this thing is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from. He that lacketh what? Where did he start from? He started from verse 5. He that lacketh diligence. He that lacketh diligence to the things he has learnt. Diligence, devotion. Diligence. And has forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. Verse 10, wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence. You can see it again. That's how you know that that's what he's talking about. Diligence. That means, don't just know this truth, be committed to it. That's why he's saying, add to it. Use patience, mix patience with your faith, mix godliness, devotion with your faith, mix charity, brotherly kindness with your faith, mix temperance, patience with your faith, mix knowledge, virtue with it. Say diligence. So now say in verse 10, wherefore the other brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if these things be in you, you shall never fail in ministry. Well done. Say diligence to the word. Say diligence to the word. For instance, do you know that, e.g., despite everything we are trying to do in this place, despite all what we call maybe our exams, spiritual structure, anything, you know if you are lazy, you cannot profit from it. Hello? Do you understand? Do you know, have you seen that one thing that we have taken out of all our members in this place, that laziness? You don't know? And that is what the book of Proverbs is about. Is to just to who? I mean, who comes to church by 8 o'clock? Only serious Christian. And you know you are coming by 8. You don't know when you will close. Amen. Say I celebrate me. Give high five to your neighbor. Say I celebrate you. Say you are less lazy. Say although small is still there. Tell him. Say although you still have small. But you are better. Hallelujah. What do you think WCC does for people? It will take away that, it will not kill, it will annihilate. destroy, extinguish,
Yes, you know, we have some Yoruba English that we are permitted to put there. A lazy man will never find God. I'll show you. Just relax. Back to Proverbs 22:29. A lazy man, he won't find God. Though.
Do you know how did, what is the difference between Abraham? Remember, all those are, can the Bible be wrong? Abraham persevered, right?
He didn't say, at least I have seen the Genesis 12 accounts. Okay, God has spoken to me. Let me go to Canaan. He got to Canaan, he relaxed. No. He what? Went further.
Moses too, he didn't stop his adventure in the burning bush. He progressed. Show me your glory. A lazy man. And the issue is now some people, they are only lazy as touching things of God. So see that Proverbs 22:29. Learn to interpret scripture correctly. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings and not before me men. No, that is business. It can mean two things. It can mean seest thou a man that is diligent in his own personal business, or just like Ifeanyi right now, he has, what is the name of that clothes selling?
Okay, I don't know. Let's use correct name. Golden what? Cartwheels. Are you with me? Okay. Golden. Okay, or the best one we have in this church. Yeah. Hallelujah. I know Peace is trying to sell something, but she's not diligent. She just fluctuates. The thing comes and goes. You are lazy. You don't know this goes to this money. Seller, don't misquote me.
Now, I'm saying something. Okay, see, oh God, it can be, so if I'm talking to you right now, see how a lady diligent in is her business. You know, her business can be her clothes selling or the gospel. So, now this is Hebrew, right? This is Hebrew. Hebrew is not that rich for you to be able to say that he's talking about seeing that a man is diligent in God's business. But how do you know this is talking about God's business? I'm not talking about the Mama Put or Yakoyo. Intention. So, that means there are times that Greek words cannot rescue us. But by the time you understand the intention of the Bible, you will know that this is talking about the Father's business. Say the Father's business is now my business. Hallelujah. Say the Father's business is now my business. So you see that. Oh, let me go back to this 10 verse 4. Oh God. Very strange. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. Between the time when we are all around doing plenty jamboree in the name of Christianity and now, what is the difference? Labor. That word labor is an heavenly word. Heavenly. Imagine God became a man, he was laboring. Jesus. He ought to go back to Lagos, where they came from. But he stood where they do the convention. Sorry, the last convention was also in Lagos. He stood back 3 days. He did not collect, this now she will collect, say, husband, what will I be eating? He didn't ask for money for food. 3 days. Age 12. And when you are 12, what are you doing? You see why you are like this? You go to church. Hallelujah. So, no, let that mean a lot to you. God became a man and he labored. 40 days fasting. Why? Just to focus. To focus. So he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich.
Because riches in his, you cannot even read the New Testament and interpret rich as real money. You'll be very daft to do that. So, but go back to the same 2 Peter 1:5.
And beside this, giving all diligence.
You now say in verse 8, for if these things, that is talking about virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, charity, if these things be in you, are you looking at the Bible? Help me, please. And what are born, they make you to be neither what? What did Proverbs say? He becometh what? Poor. This one says you will not be what? Barren. Are you seeing this? Can you compare them? Nor unfruitful in the what? Knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what this guy called, sorry, Peter should not be a guy, it's my grandpa. What Peter called barren or unfruitful is what Proverbs called poor. So this is how we use the book of Proverbs. Not for surface power. Open your surface power. Don't know it. Not for entrepreneurship. People are I didn't think Lagos Business School, I didn't think they use Bible. Yeah, have you been there before? Okay. I thought you have been there. You only passed the front. Hebrews 4. So please, I encourage all of you to change your attitude towards Bible study. Men perish because of laziness to study and search out. Men perish because of that laziness to study and search out the truth. Hebrews 4:11. Let me wait for you. I'm sure your neighbor is there. Let's wait for everybody. Rose, where's your cardigan? Glory, glory. No cardigan today. Amen. Hebrews 4:11. Want to go? Let's read. Yes, sirs. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of. So the labor will be what? To search out the scripture. To read very well. That is why Jesus came and he was telling them, guys, have you not read? Let's leave the rest. Acts 17:10. Let me show you an example of that. Acts 17:10. Please ensure you open. Acts 17. That is why it's so pathetic. You see Christians, and we have done it for years. Come to church without, just come to church. Okay. Why are you? I'm just here to be blessed. It's like what Professor just told us one day that a guy just escaped. Say he want to drop his tithes. Come to the service. Say no. Let the pastor finish. You come outside and pray for me. Say I don't want your service. Just take my tithes. And trust Chamberlain. Say don't worry. We don't collect such money here. Go with your tithes. What's that? See what you have turned God to. I give you my tithes. You bless me. Let me not say what's in my mind. Acts 17:10. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. 11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind. And what? Search the scripture. How often? Limomu. Daily, whether those things were so. Therefore, many of them believed. So, if you say, the reason why the guys in Hebrews 4, why they refuse to believe, is because they are not laboring. Which labor? Search the scripture to find Christ.
So back to the famous 2 Timothy 3:16.
After Paul finished teaching them, when I said, it's time for Man U match. Let's go and watch Man U.
Say we must not be lazy in Bible study. Don't worry, the topic is still stopping demonic activities. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I just killed a demon right now. What's the name of that demon? Laziness. Isn't that a demon? It's a big demon. I don't know. I've been like Ketchikuma right now. It's not for just lazy. Lazy. We have a praise song for lazy people in Yoruba. Who remember those Yoruba praise songs? Buki, you are gone. Why do you study language in school? You don't know anything about it. Who taught you about Tamiyadun? Yobaka were batare adun koko. Yobaka Bible re washa prapra lori pulpit. Right? Yobaka were batare adun sherere.
No, we have a book in Yoruba. We have called it Alawiye. Oh God. I wish don't worry, I will tell someone to remind me. I will come and teach you tomorrow.
that's and somebody else should know it though. There's a we are trying to form right now. There's this praise song about Ole. They really
poem.
A poem. Ishe logun ishe. Ishe ni. Ti abare ni feyinti. Poverty will pursue you like. Sorry, for me to continue, we have to be interpreting to our brethren. So 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. When you now see the word, and is profitable. Between scripture and doctrine, what is in between? Profitable. What is profitable right now? Labor, study. That word profitable implies study, implies labor. Every believer ought to be a theologian. Brashimize, can you hear me? Every believer. That word profitable, that's the key thing. You have told me that all scriptures are not doctrine. That's how you don't do la read la poor. Like a crazy guy that was, sorry, let me come crazy. Unless maybe he's listening to me. But on Facebook, he's saying, God killed this, God killed that. We cannot be like God. He kills. We must not kill, but he can kill. All those things. Say, why? Say, he's sitting there. Say, we should. Say, he cannot. Say for him to believe God to this thing. I must believe this too. I must believe it. Okay, believe it. Die. But it's because they fail in that word profitable. That means all scripture is not, it does not equal doctrine, but scripture, they are profitable. That means I labor on scripture to get doctrine. I labor on scripture to get correction, to get reproof, to get instruction in righteousness. Hallelujah. So laziness can take a man to hell. Imagine if I write in your exam right now. I say, okay, laziness can take a man to hell. Explain. You know, you should be able to do that. Can't you? So that means we must first explain the intention of the Bible, right? Okay, then what man will get if he labors on the... So you now say that laziness must be in context, not every laziness. Thank you. Hebrews 7:22. Say, I am biased about Christ's study. Say, I am biased about the resurrection. Say, I fix my gaze on the resurrection of Jesus.
That's why, like I taught you yesterday and some days ago, don't go on outreach and all that is in your mind is that I want to go and move power. I want to go and move power. Mm-mm. I am going as a son of God. I am going to teach Jesus. I am going to teach Jesus. And in the message, there is power. Hallelujah. See in the message, there is power. So what I want to do today is to destroy that mindset. Some of you still have the mindset of, okay, I have learned the word. I have not learned power. You're not serious. Hebrews 7 now, 22. By so much, I stopped there on Friday. This is where I stopped. Continue right now. Was Jesus made a surety, say surety, of a better testament? And there truly were many priests because they were not suffered, allowed to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continued for how long? Forever. At and what? Unchangeable priesthood. Continue forever. There. Go back to Isaiah 53 verse 11. Don't worry. Isaiah is the book before Ephesians. It's so fast. Just open one book. You get there. 53 verse 11. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied by his knowledge shall my righteous servants justify many. Resurrection. Justify many. For he shall bear their iniquities. Where do we have, he shall prolong his days? Is that verse 12 or verse 10? 10. Let's read verse 10. Yes, help me. Yes. To bruise him. Yes. He shall prolong his days and the prayer of the Lord shall prosper. So to prolong his days. Once you see length of days in the Bible, what are you talking about? Eternal life. Say eternal life. So back to Ephesians 1:18 now. Ephesians 1:18 now. Relax. And that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what we believe, according to the working of his mighty power. So, of course, I've explained. So when you see the exceeding greatness of his power, for you to know the exceeding greatness of his power is to know how saved you are. Is to know how saved you are. When we say eternal life, it's not tautology. When we are saying eternal security, it's not because we are trying to overemphasize what God did not want us to overemphasize. We are actually putting it the way God puts it. We are putting it the way God puts it. So don't just say, at least I am saved now. No. You must know how saved you are. The thing must be ringing in your mind. Gang, 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 gang. If you hear boo, you shout, I am saved. If you are in a bus and the bus is singing, you go to danger, danger. You should be nodding yourself. Yes, I have seen danger. I have been to hell. Now I am raised from the dead. You should be shaking your head too. Nothing should move you. You have seen danger now. You have been to hell. You came out with him. Hallelujah. Praise God. So no more danger, because the danger is past. Hallelujah. You have been to the danger, to the den of all dens. That is identification. Thank you. So, in approaching life situations, think as one raised with Christ. Think as one raised with Christ. You think as one justified. Even in your dream and vision, you think as a child of God. You are not, what is that word? You're not a prayer, that's a word. You are not. A victim. Pray. You are not maybe less powerful in your dream. You are not. You should know what I'm talking about now. And I will get it too. You are not like. Something like you are not victimable, something like that. That's the word I'm looking for. You, what do you now go to school for? Vulnerable, awesome. Hallelujah. Say, woman of God. You're not vulnerable in your dreams. That's what I'm That is exactly what I'm looking for. You're not vulnerable. That means maybe when you're in church, I'm IJ, awesome, nothing, no shaking. I love my pastor. I am a man of God. Your dream. Don't kill my angel. Abba. What's that? That's a believer. That's a goat. That is a goat. Let me use some extreme words. How is a goat? Sorry. Amen, amen. See my consciousness here? I carry it everywhere. Isn't that your dream? Say, why should somebody be pursuing you in your dream? At least, maybe if you want to pursue you, let it be in his own dream. And you know, when your dream is pursuing you in your own movie. Say to Fiapa. I know you say something. Good guy. So Isaiah 63. So in stopping demonic activities, you stand as righteousness. That is your confidence. You stand as righteousness. Isaiah 63. You must know how saved you are. Those tenses you see in the Bible, they are deliberate. They are deliberate. It births great conviction and persuasion in man. Great conviction. Persuasion in man. Those tenses, they are not just God's lack of trying to make up the words in the Bible. They are so, so deliberate. Isaiah 63, verse 1. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garment from Bozrah, and this that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength? I speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Say, mighty to save. So why didn't he just say he can save? Why the use of the word mighty? For your confidence. 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 Say confidence. Please don't trip off. Don't go. Just give me some time. For your confidence. For your confidence. Mighty to save. So Hebrews 7, 25. Back there. Mighty to save. For your confidence. Those words, they are not just lack of. God is just trying to. He wants you to have confidence. Hebrews 7, 25. Wherefore, he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. Why? Seeing he ever liveth. Hallelujah. To make intercession for them. He didn't just say he's. Why didn't he just say he's able to save? He said he's able to save to the uttermost. Intentional. Hebrews 6, verse 16. I will explain this. Hebrews 6:16. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife, an end of all doubt. An end of all strife, an end of all doubt. If you see a vision that you are going to hell, you should, oh God. You see a vision that you are in fire. How should you believe it? Hey, boys, you didn't go for evangelism yesterday. Yes, God is angry at you. He's mad at you. No, it's so bad that Christians, you know, you right now, you that are in church, now let's say church is operating at 100%. You are now lacking like 20%. You are trying 80%. Some people, you see, allow the devil to use that small that you are not meeting up to condemn you. Is that not stupid? The church structure, is it for condemnation? Hello? So if there are things you didn't meet up for, do you feel down? Or you just try to do more. Say no to condemnation here. You don't allow, get me right here. I'm not saying you disdain what we are teaching you. I'm saying you must not, because of at times, due to just things, your failure to meet up in some things is now dug into which corner? No. Amen. You meet up, you catch up. Hallelujah. I know some very timid ladies because when I miss them, let me not say this.
When my wife is not here. Hebrews. I see in Hebrews.
So, any voice, any experience that is outside Christ, don't accept it as yours. Any voice, any experience that is outside Christ, don't accept it as yours. You must superimpose that knowledge of Christ on your experiences. Superimpose that knowledge of Christ on your experiences. Even when you see your body, your human body, behaving contrary to the word of God, you tell it, hey, this is not me. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Not that, hey, pastor, pray for me. I will keep falling into this thing. I have tried. I keep, hey, shut up. Call your... There is no talisman, pastor, to help you. He will still teach you the same reality. Like in this way, I don't do counseling. I don't do bay and boo things. I don't know if my wife does it. I don't do emotional... Imagine, I come, I teach you the Bible, I go, I watch Tom and Jerry. Simple. Praise God! Imagine you see your disciple tomorrow smoking ganja. Imagine that spoke in tongues. Everything you got him filled with Holy Ghost yesterday. They just sing. Not cigarette, oh, ganja. Hey, righteousness of God in Christ. Hallelujah.
I say, hey?
Yes. Are you the one that saved him? Is it your blood? Is it your blood? Hallelujah. Say, hey, Mr. Justified. How are you doing?
Oh, God, I'm fine. Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, God. Say, I am biased about this Christology.
Oh, God.
Yeah, of course. You see, I'm not saying you not bring correction. You bring correction when you see things are against the norm. You bring correction, you bring instruction, but you must yet remind him of who he is. Don't forget that Second Peter. He that forgetteth, lacketh distance, right, is blind, cannot see afar off, and he has forgotten that he was purged from his good sins. Say we are biased about the goodness of God. That means what you must first remind him that, Mr. Man, you have been purged from this sin. You have been purged. This is not you. You are not a lazy believer. No, this is not you. So, you must see some dreams and you laugh it off. That, hey, we stand strong and perfect. Don't be thrilled by evils and negatives. That is worldly. Don't be thrilled. That is worldly. Say, have you heard evil gist? My wife knows. I ate it with passion. Something bad is happening. Don't tell me. Like, seriously, don't tell me. Don't say, but it's for knowledge now. Don't tell me. Assume I am sleeping. At times, you want to tell me something hard for like days. You will be looking for how to keep it in. Don't say it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I'm not a dumping site. Say, I'm not a dumping site for the gist of the devil. If you see, I have all those alt ninja gist on your phone. Alt. See the word. Alt. North America, ninja gist, hot ones, hot celebrity gist. Have you heard the new game that David Day jacket? Shut up! You are.
Not you.
I will see the way some believers can analyze football. Yeah? Scary. Like, really, it's scary. If you know Ephesians 1 like that, you will be in there already. Analyze. He sold him for no. It's not 20. It's not 230,000 pounds. It's 231. Say no. This is first club. From this one, he went to this. Relax now. Don't go mad. No, don't run mad. Just don't run mad. Relax.
They that use this word as not what abusing it. Use football is okay, but by the time you are, your blood is there. Don't almost stab somebody because of football. You don't share.
Amen, amen.
So don't be the dumping site of evil gist. Evil gist. Any word, see, any word that you heard and you feel downcasted is a devilish gist. Any word that you heard and you feel downcasted and you feel discouraged is not from God. See, what I know is the gospel, not bad news, not demonic stories. See, I don't have to focus on demons to know how to cast them out. That's the point. You don't have to know their names. Ah, the one that looks like this. The one that looks like this. Mm-mm, focus on your sonship. Sonship is enough knowledge. You are in Christ's authority. It repels demonic activities. You are in Christ's authority. Focus on that sonship. Know that one very well. Don't know the devil more than you know God. Thank you. We are saying Hebrews 6, verse 17 now. Don't know more of the devil. Don't know more of the devil. No more of God. Okay, almost there. Hebrews 6:17. Wherein God willing more what? Abundantly. Wherein God willing more what? Open it. I want you to read that phrase 3 times. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17. Help me. Want to go? Yes, sirs. Wherein? Read again. Yes, sirs. Again, please. Okay, to show to the heirs of the promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an. Say confidence means a lot to God. Say that we have confidence means a lot to God. Okay, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of the promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. Verse 18, help me, yes? That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, that we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Oh God. Coming. Let's read verse 19. Yes. Which hope we have as an anchor for the soul. Both what? Okay, I'm coming. I'm going to find something in this Bible. As a Greek word I'm looking for there. That should be the word strong. Okay, strong in verse 18. In verse 18, it said, in which it was impossible for God to lie, that we might have a strong consolation. Now, that word strong, it was actually used twice. Twice in the Bible. Check Matthew 14:30. Matthew 14:30. Strong, powerful, forcible. From the Greek. Is chorus, something like that, from the Greek word. Powerful, strong. Please get serious right now. Matthew 14:30. Let's read it slowly. But when he saw the wind was boisterous. That's that word, boisterous. Boisterous. So put boisterous in Hebrews 6:18. Go back there. Put boisterous in Hebrews 6:18. Consolation means rest of mind. That by two immutable things, yes, in which it was impossible for God to lie, that we might have a boisterous rest of mind.
Consolation is rest of mind. A boisterous rest of mind. Comfort. Imagine. Write this down. A loud rest of mind. Wow. A loud confidence. A loud assurance. So how do I speak about my salvation? Loud assurance. Not really argumentative. Loud assurance. Peter said, sanctify the Lord of hosts in your heart always and be ready to give an answer for every man that asketh you of the reason for the hope in you with meekness and fear. Loud assurance. Say loud assurance. Say boisterous rest of mind. That's a lot. Try and mix those two words in your mind together. A boisterous rest of mind. A loud confidence. Normally, a confident man should be quiet. But you say, no, your own is a loud one. But yet, you are confident. Focus on this. So, even in your preaching of the gospel, you are not argumentative. You will be firm, you will be precise, yet full of love. Firm, precise, full of love. Write those three words. Firm, precise, yet full of love. Say I don't go around proving a point to the unsaved. Say I don't go around proving a point to the unsaved. So you explain Jesus with all simplicity and love. Hallelujah. Say I have a loud rest of mind. So also, how do I cast out demons? Loud assurance. Loud assurance. Same way, how do I talk about how justified before God that I am? Loud assurance. Loud assurance. Which hope we have as, how do I talk about how justified before God that I am? Loud assurance. Which hope I have as an anchor for the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that within the veil, sure and steadfast, secure and stable, does not fluctuate. Secure and stable, does not fluctuate. You don't see a dream and that hope becomes taken away. You don't hear in the night and you are scared. You don't watch Annabella and you cannot sleep at night. Evil dead, the purge, the conjoining. That's how you see Annabella in your dream. Don't see a sacrifice on the road and you put my ribby, just cross to the other side. Escape. What? There's no idea in this world. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't cross cobwebs and you are taking rubbish. You don't eat your leg in the morning and you are anticipating a bad day. Say secure and stable. Say secure and stable. I don't fluctuate. You don't have a downtime. There is no time that you are vulnerable. Even if you get married, you are not vulnerable. There's nothing in marriage that takes away the anointing. You see now that the ministry of Reverend Ekosai will even multiply upon marriage. Sailor! Sailor! Hallelujah. I've taught you what 1 Corinthians 7 is talking about. Have I taught you? So, marriage can both make you vegetable or better. It's your choice. It's your choice. Remember, Pastor Harry once said that he once had a dream that. He once had a dream that somebody. Is it that an angel told him that he's good? See, he pursued the angel. He said, slap it. See, he pursued him in the dream. That's it. That's a believer. See, pursue that one. Pursue him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. See, nothing shakes me. Okay, almost done here. So yes, so it's all over. You are in a flight and you hear and the pilot say, we don't know what is happening. if pilot tells you we don't know what is happening, oh, just let's hope. Once you are hearing, let's hope. Pilots, they are taught to talk with loud rest of mind, like confidence, stronger. But what is that saying? Let's hope. Pastor Nika says, lady, that the plane just, somebody just poo poo on it. Poo. Real poo poo. Poo.
What is here? No, it's very smelly here, right? Like one day I was in the thing, and the thing just suddenly dropped, like not just no drop. We have drop too. I think the guy maybe he was struggling with cloud. He hit one cloud, the thing just dropped. Bah! Like everybody jumped up. I mean, you know that drop that you jumped up, your head went to it. For me, I was with my face cap. So the face cap jumped up. So when everybody is struggling, shouting, me, I just rescued my face cap. Hallelujah. Praise God. Or some of you, it's that time you now remember who? Final destination. What's your movie? 1 to 5, right? Huh? No. Hallelujah. That's not even the time to pray in tongues. I didn't tell people that will not be coming home. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. I've not told Joshua the message you will be preaching on January. Peace must write under exam December. So I'm coming home. Praise God. For you to become a vegetable, I'd rather come home. No, just see, for the sake of your, I'm almost closing. Okay, give me 5 minutes. For the sake of your family, be strong in the power of God. Be strong in the power of God. For the sake of your friends, be strong in the power of God. Oh, my wife tell people that daddy is not coming home again. That's how I will teach you very soon about discernment. Discernment, how to walk in the spirit, discernment. See, I've told you that thing that is called time and season, the thing is terrible. It can just happen anyhow. That is why you must be ahead. You must be ahead in Christ consciousness. And is to go vandalize. You must be ahead. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You must be ahead. You must be ahead. I remember when I was in Zamfara State, I was there, State Bible Security. I've tossed them. I was not going home. There's a guy that came here like some months ago. His name, we call him Piro. I just went to him and said, Piro, how would I enter night bus home? I said, the night bus will stop at Okene. I just started complaining. I said, and Okene, how will I go with Mekoki? I will, the bus drop me in Okene around 3 a.m. They robbed there. They put sacrifice there. I was just talking like a demon was actually in my head. Me. Do you know what the guy just said? Say, but you are BS now. Say, but you are BS now. You are a son of God. He has not finished that word. It was like a reformat. See, believers, words do something to you. Words does something to you. Words. Like I said, I'm teaching right now, faith is being stirred up. It's being stirred up. That is why always put yourself in a position where you can always hear the word of God. As he finished speaking to me, I just went to the park. Got a ticket. Truly, they dropped me there in 3 a.m. and I was seeing boys doing one round. I was just doing like a shaman. There's that T junction between Akure Road and South Road. You know that in the around 3 a.m. I was just blasting tongue there, mana kata satata. Hey, I dare you. The boys, they will come, they will look at me, they will pass. Loud rest of mind. Loud rest of mind. Hallelujah. Say loud rest of mind.
Loud rest of mind.
See, words do something to you. Right words. Words of faith. As you speak, if 1,000 angels is required, they will be deployed. You don't have to call their names. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody just say, I don't. You just died like a chicken. Shut up! I'm a son of God. There are realms that my bosses know that if you talk to that layer, I will tell them shut up spontaneously before I know that there is my boss. Baba, shut up now. Oh, sorry. But why are you saying? Why are you talking like that? Just like maybe if you are going to know at times, if you are sharing all this our health and safety talks, you share it at times to some extreme. They say, but you understand? You know you are a safety rep. You can share to safety. They say, if you do this, you will die. Shut up! Which one is that? Huh? Just tell me not to do it. Which one is saying you will die? I'm not ready to die. Hallelujah. Say loud rest of mind. Say loud rest of mind. Say, as I speak, if 1,000 angels are required, they will be deployed. Say, loud, rest of mind. That sickness killed that doctor. I am a son of God. I am always victorious. Nothing moves me. I woke up a victor. I am born again a victor. Just like that. Loud rest of mind. Once you have these symptoms, it means cancer. Say, cancer. Slap him, then apologize. Don't slap him. But in the spirit, slap him. Loud rest of mind. Nothing takes me down. Let the voice of your faith be louder than the voice of the doubts around you.
Oh, glory, glory, glory.
You know, we speak to nature, to conditions. To conditions. To conditions. So, yes, thank you, Brother Michael. Where did we get this type of confidence from to speak to things, to situations, to cast out demons? Is from our salvation. That's what I'm trying to say since. How do I get the confidence to cast out demons? Is from your salvation. Say salvation. Say salvation. 2 Corinthians 3 now. The issue with people is that they start from things. They want to look for assurance from things. Like, you want to first learn power. Like the guy that came and said, "Oh, Papa, just come and teach me power. Teach me, just teach me the power." I said, "Sorry, I don't really know the power like that outside this message. The power is in the message. How it is, you must have spoken about your salvation so much. So much. And based on that, you speak to things. You speak to sickness. You speak to nature.
Oh, now stop. Thank you, now stop.
Loud rest of mind. How we speak to situations is an offshoot of how we speak about our salvation. Check 2 Corinthians 3 from verse 3. How we speak to situations is an offshoot of how we speak about our salvation. Let's read from verse 3. It's a long read. Are you there? 2 Corinthians 3 from verse 3. So we read all this standing. Are you ready? Stand up.
There is hope in the offering of the Son. Oh, give me to the one. And is hope in the offering of the Son. My God, unshakable.
Say, in Christ I stand unshakable. Okay, let's read 2 Corinthians 3 from verse 3. Want to go less? For as much as you are manifest declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, not with ink, but with the spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but with the fleshly tables of the earth, and such trust we have through Christ to God's word. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit. Read verse 10. Verse 10, yes. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by the reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, use great plainness
Hallelujah. Verse 12 again. You want to go? Yes. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. Chapter 4, verse 7. Chapter 4, verse 7. For we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of power may be of God, not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of our Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then, verse 12, yes, so then death worketh in us, but life in you. 13, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken, we also believe, therefore we speak, knowing that he that raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us by Jesus Christ and shall present us. Say knowing. Say knowing. Say we know this. Say we are sure. 15. For all things are for your sake, that the abundance grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not. Yes. For though our outward man perishes, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which we are about for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle are dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed with our house, which is from heaven. Yes, verse 3. We shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan and being born in, not for that we should not be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality should be swallowed up in life. Now he that wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who has also given us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always glory. Confidence, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are as sent of the Lord. Yes, for we walk by faith, not by. Read again. Yes, for we walk not by. For we are confident. I say, willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor, that whether we be present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. Verse 10. Want to go? For we must all. So Christ, that everyone. Hallelujah. Say salvation births boldness in us. Say it births in us boldness for the ministry. Lastly, read again chapter 4, verse 13. Chapter 4, verse 13. Confidence of sons. Say, I'm never intimidated. I am never intimidated. Say, I am not deceived by my flesh. Hallelujah. Say, we have this treasure in 18 verses. So 4:13 again. 4:13. Want to go? We have on the same spirit of faith. According as it's written, I believe, therefore, we also believe. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I have a loud rest of mind, a boisterous confidence. Rest of mind, yet boisterous. Rest of mind, but very loud. Very loud. Say, my voice is louder than the voice of the accuser. Come on, pray in tongues, everybody. Thank you. Come on, pray in tongues. As you pray in tongues, a thousand fears disappears. Speak words too. I excel in ministry in the name of Jesus. We are always protected. Come on, pray. Pray. Pray, pray, pray. A loud rest of mind. At a party, my loves, over and days and days, a toast to Qatar. Katipo, so people, properties there.